Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Tahoe logging plan draws suspicion. Critics question whether it's really for fire reduction. The Forest Service is close to approving one of the biggest logging operations on public land in California in years, saying it must remove dying fire-scorched trees to protect the old-growth area and nearby communities from an uncontrollable wildfire. The Forest Service is proposing to log 13,000 acres in the Tahoe and El Dorado National Forests, but environmentalists are questioning the agency's motives. The site, which straddles the middle fork of the American River, is miles from home and includes a pristine area of the Sierra Nevada that, less than 2 years ago, former President Bill Clinton designated a roadless area off-limits to logging. Critics say the size of the proposal appears more like a commercial timber operation than a fire reduction project. Nearly every dead tree in the 13,000-acre area that burned in the Star Fire last summer would be removed. The proposed cut in Duncan Canyon, which includes part of the trail of the famed 100-mile Western States Endurance Run, comes after a summer of savage wildfires in the West fueled by a century-long buildup of underbrush and dead trees that have turned the nation's forests into timber boxes. Duncan Canyon is a dense and shrub-filled old-growth forest of massive sugar pine, cedars, and red and white fir trees that provides habitat for the California spotted owl, northern goshawk, Sierra Nevada red fox, Pacific fisher, and American marten. The area between Auburn and Lake Tahoe was one of the few old-growth mixed conifer forests below 7,000 feet in the Sierra to escape heavy logging, and just before leaving office, Clinton designated 4,300 acres along Duncan Creek as a roadless area. However, the so-called roadless rule, designed to ban logging, road building, and mining, has been stopped by the courts and is under review by the Bush administration. On August 25, 2001, an intense fire started along Red Star Ridge and within days roared into Duncan Canyon, ultimately charring almost 17,500 acres. Now the landscape is a patchwork of blackened dead trees and white ash mixed with greener areas where some trees survived. Forest Service officials admit they want to log the area, selling the timber is the only way they can pay to restore the forest, and the longer they wait to log the area, the more the wood will rot and the less valuable it will be at the mill. By doing a restoration project that incorporates a timber sale to at least salvage some of the merchantable wood, we receive funds that allow us to do the cleanup work now, said Steve Eubanks, Tahoe National Forest Supervisor. Environmentalists say the Forest Service is trying to rush through the timber sale under the guise of a fuel reduction project, though all sides agree there's no immediate fire threat. Conservation groups also charge the agency is making a mistake by removing the biggest trees, which are generally the most fire-resistant, but leaving behind most of the smaller trees. The small fuels are what are responsible for ignition and the spread of fires, said Ed Pandolfino of the Sierra Foothills Audubon Society. That says to me their priority is a timber harvest. But the Forest Service estimates that once the large trees begin falling, the piles of logs on the ground could be chest-deep in many places, creating the perfect condition for huge and uncontrollable bonfires. Environmentalists counter that the agency is giving short shrift to the value of dead trees. Studies have shown that fallen trees can serve as water reservoirs, especially in dry areas, and can actually take heat out of a fire. Standing dead trees, called snags, act as a refuge for wildlife after a fire. The Forest Service is supposed to manage this area as old-growth forest, but they seem to want to manage it like a tree farm, said Pandolfino, a Loomis environmentalist and longtime advocate for Duncan Canyon. They want to take as many trees as they can. One of the myths of forest fires is they wipe out all this habitat, said Pandolfino, an avid birder associated with the Audubon Society and the Sierra Club, but as you can see, this forest is anything but destroyed. As Pandolfino concedes, the blaze did kill hundreds of acres of trees, mainly on south-facing slopes, but down in Duncan Canyon and on many north-facing slopes, the fire was more erratic. To his relief, the blaze spared many fern-lined stands of old cedars and pines, home for nests for goshawks, California spotted owls, and other rare species. We thank Zachary Coyle of the Chronicle, Washington Bureau, and Stuart Leavenworth of the Sacramento Bee for this story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News.